OTB's Mount Rushmore. 32 counties, one county representative choosing their sporting Mount Rushmore. Some decisions are easy.
Number one cornerstone on this monument is Stephen Staunton. And I would wager that by the age of 21, he probably had a CV like on par with anything we've seen in Irish sport.
Others are controversial.
Michael Murphy might actually be debated as whether he deserved to be there any more than some of the players from 1992.
Join the debate across all our social channels at Off the Ball.
Galway is so diverse. I think Galway people can feel fairly proud of them too.
And catch the live decision making over the next few months on OTB AM. Live every weekday at 7:30 a.m. on OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Okay, so UCC's Shane Kingston has today received his Electric Ireland GAA Higher Education Rising Star Hurling Player of the Year trophy. Kingston, who was also a member of the 2019 Electric Ireland GAA Higher Education Rising Star Team of the Year, continued his terrific form in the competition this year. At the Cork forward was a consistent threat to opposition teams and scored 4 points in the final to help UCC retain the Electric Ireland Fitzgibbon Cup and claim his Fitzgibbon Cup medal. Delighted to say that Shane Kingston is on the line with us now. Shane, how are you getting on?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm good now. How are you?
All good. Hearing those accolades being listed off, it must feel like an eternity since you played hurling.
Yeah, I know. The Fitzgibbon now seems like a long time ago, even though it was this year. So, yeah, at least now we have a bit of positive news and thankfully we have something to look forward to.
How has life treated you for somebody who associates themselves with hurling so closely, for sports people not having their organised games? It must have been tough at times over the last 3 months.
Yeah, it was weird, right? Like, you know, you kind of go from training about 4 or 5 nights a week to just nothing all of a sudden. Like, usually, you know, if you get a break, it's only for a week or two max, and you're using that time to allow the body to recover and repair itself. Whereas now it was just kind of a sudden just 3 months of nothing. Like, but I suppose I'd say the majority of people took their break for a week or two and then kind of got back on top of things. You know, everybody was doing their own hurling, their own running, gym work, and you know, the majority of people won't let themselves fall away. Like,
is it only a week or two that you take? Is that all it is? And then you keep yourself fairly fit after that?
Well, I suppose initially it was kind of the start of March, really, when this kind of kicked off. I don't think anyone thought it would go as far as it did. So at the start, for me, I was kind of training away myself, keeping on top of things, thinking we'd be back playing already. But then as things progressed, I kind of realised it'd be a bit longer. So I took a bit of downtime then. And it was kind of around my college exams as well, so
right.
I just put the head down for them, really. But now, the last few weeks there, now I'm kind of getting back on top of things, as I said, you know, just doing your own running and hurling and gym work and stuff.
And who's assigning that? I presume it's your strength and conditioning trainer with the Cork team who's assigning that, or how does it work?
Yeah, they just be same as everyone, really, like, just send out stuff to do, and I suppose it's up to yourself, really, if you want to do it. I kind of be doing my own stuff then as well in the gym and, you know, the hurling. But yeah, they've assigned stuff for us to do. So,
I'm not sure if you've looked at the GAA return to play plan much over the last couple of days, but it's going to be a fairly condensed season. You'll have earned your break, I think it's fair to say, come the end of this season. It'll be club straight into county, basically. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm delighted about it because I suppose up until a few weeks ago, I was kind of starting to lose faith in the whole thing. I just thought it was the year would kind of be written off. But then as kind of things progressed and you saw other countries bringing back their sports, and then when the GAA announced that last week, you know, I was delighted, probably the same as everyone, really, to go from thinking there'd be nothing then to realising you have both club and county. You know, it was brilliant. Like, and I suppose as well, it's nice for a change that you're having a nice run-in with the club. Usually it'll only be probably 10 days or 2 weeks of club training and then you're into games. Like, whereas now we can, I suppose, in the next few weeks kind of get back training. You know, it's nice for county players to get back to the club for that excess time, and it's nice for the club players to, you know, kind of have a good go at trying to win something now.
That's a really good point, because it's always right up on the back of your intercounty season. You may have got out and, I don't know, blown off the cobwebs after losing your last championship game, and then suddenly you're in with the club the next week and you may not be able to approach it in the best headspace, sometimes not in the best physical space as well. So probably for the first time in your senior career, although it hasn't been a long senior career so far, you're probably going to be approaching your club season in the best shape you've ever been.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, as I said, I suppose the last 3 months your body's been recovering and repairing. So, you know, I kind of took the break now, so I'm looking forward now to something. So, you know, it's nice that, as I said, you got a good stab off the club. You know, it's only when you move up to senior, you realise how much time is taken from the club, whereas now we can kind of give back, I suppose.
Do you miss playing for your club? Like, I know you would have done anyway, but, like, I mean, as an intercounty player, you know yourself, you get less time to put into it.
Yeah, I suppose absolutely. Like, they're the majority of people you play with your club are the people you kind of grew up with. Thankfully, with Douglas, like, I've had a lot of success underage. I've kind of won every medal from 14 up as far as 21. So, you know, it's nice. But I suppose when you go to senior, then it's people kind of, you're mixing in with a different bunch of players, but, you know, it's still the same kind of band and it's the same community, really. Like, so, as I said, it's nice going back playing for the club. Like,
just in terms of the proximity between the club season into the intercounty season, it's going to be an interesting dynamic. I'd actually be interested, how much time do you need to transition? Do you need any time at all to transition into the intercounty game? Could you go with, say, a fortnight in between the two different seasons?
I suppose ideally you wouldn't. Like, you need your probably, I suppose, 6 to 8 weeks really of trying to get that extra level of fitness in hurling. But I suppose given the situation and I suppose the fact that we thought we'd have nothing, you would kind of take what you're given. Obviously 2 weeks, the proposal of 2 weeks isn't ideal, but at the end of the day, we're lucky enough to be having something, so it's not too badly.
And what's the difference, Shane? Is it fitness? Is that the difference? Is that when you're talking about the 6 to 8 weeks? But what's the work you're doing to bring you up to an intercounty pitch?
Of course, initially, yeah, fitness, because right. I suppose you wouldn't be comparing Crow Park to the same size as, I don't know, your average club pitch, like. Sure. Definitely a lot bigger, or even Parky Cueve. I suppose the hurling's that bit quicker as well, like, but, you know, the club championship in Cork is of a fairly high standard, so it won't be too far off it, provided we progress.
It could almost be a situation as well where perhaps your strength and conditioning coach with the county team has you for one night a week, even throughout your club season. And that means you're primed and raring to go, obviously, for your club games. But come the end of it, you'll have done a lot of the hard work for the intercounty season. There could actually be a happy marriage here somewhere.
Yeah, I suppose that's up to the GA, really. Like, for the moment, anyway, it's club only. So we'll have to see. Like, I suppose, as I said, it's up to fellas to kind of tip away themselves. Like, maybe if the club training is obviously fairly intense, you're fine. Like, but you know, different grades as well. Like, if people are playing intermediate or senior or junior, kind of depends on that as well. For me, with Douglas, anyway, senior is it's fairly high standard. Like, so it won't be too bad. Like, it won't be far off it.
Do you have any concern at all about Cork being a dual county and therefore having a little bit of an extra window in which to fill their games? Like, I see Kilkenny earlier on released their fixtures. They were doing a condensed club championship for their hurling championship. And of course, none of them are dual players, really, whereas some of the Cork lads might well be. And it's just a bit longer and it might be a bit trickier on your front.
Well, yeah, it's not the ideal scenario, like, but... I suppose with the Cork Championship, given there's so many teams, and if you're playing dual, I think you could be out every week, really, between hurling and football. Yeah, look, I suppose it's not ideal, but, like, I suppose it's match fitness as well, because that'll be the big thing. I'd say people, match fitness is a big issue, like, so probably the more games you could say, the better, provided you stay injury-free, which is probably a big concern.
A lot of people we've spoken to, Shane, over the last few weeks have said that they've spent their quarantine or their lockdown actually looking back at old tape or kind of putting down goals or thinking a lot about their own sporting career and crystallising things for themselves. Is that something you've done at all?
Not really, to be honest. Mm. I wouldn't be a man for looking back on too many games. I suppose I just, for my own personal perspective, I just kind of just do my own training and what I feel I need to work on. You know, this is probably
every club intercounty player would say that it's a nice opportunity to work on things that I suppose you couldn't work on before. And like, when are you ever going to get a 3-month window to work on something during the summer? But that's what I've been doing anyway.
And can I ask, is that your father's house that you're sitting in at the moment?
Yeah.
So what's it been like quarantining with the Cork manager for 3 months?
It's grand. Not too bad, to be fair. No, I'm trying to weigh myself anyway, so he knows I'm doing it. I suppose he's probably hoping everybody else is trying to weigh as well. You know what you can do when you're kind of restricted, so everyone's in the same boat, really.
Because when you were saying earlier that there were training regimes being handed down from management, I presume your father was part of coming up with those plans, and I assume that there's no way you're getting away with missing a day or two here or there.
You kind of stay away from me a bit, like that to the other management people. probably best.
Do you like having your father as a manager?
Yeah, it's grand. Like, it's not different, really, to be honest. It's, the only difference is really when I go home, he's still there. Like, but you know, I had it growing up as well, with the club when I was younger, and sure, I'm used to it from 2016 and 17, so it's not much different, really, to be honest.
Was the dynamic different then when he wasn't manager last year, or in 2018?
I don't think so, really. Like, you know, every time you go, you're trying to get the best out of yourself and play the best you can, regardless of who the manager is. Like, like, you're going out, whether it's club or county, you're going out representing the people that are there to support you, so it doesn't really matter who's on the line shouting at you. Like, not that you can hear him anyway, so it doesn't matter.
And do you talk much about the game when you're not in training? Is it very much kept to when you're in training that you only communicate about hurling then, or do you have conversations when you're around the house at home?
Sometimes, like, not too much. Like, he's obsessed with GA, so he's always talking about it. Like, but you know, if he'd approach a player, like, or something, probably one of the other members of the management would approach me as opposed to having my old man do it, like, just to keep things kind of professional, really.
Have you watched back any All Games over the last few months? Cork have popped up quite a bit, and it's incredible the array of talent that's been there before. And, like, if you did happen to watch them back, I'm sure it kind of crystallises just how close you've been in recent years and just how much the talent is there to try and get Cork back to that level that they were in the not-too-distant past.
Yeah, I suppose I haven't really watched too many games. The only one I watched was either 2004 or 2005 with, like, Tom Kenny, Ben O'Connor, Jerry O'Connor, all of them, Sully in them. But I haven't really watched many of our games. I suppose, yeah, with the regard to getting back up there, it's only a poke of a ball, really, between the top five or six teams. Like, it's, if you look at it, the team that ever won an All-Ireland, like Limerick, when they beat us, 6-0, and then they went on to win the All-Ireland. As I said, it's all on the day, really. Like, you kind of need that bit of luck, and you need to be on your toes. Like, so it's usually a lot of the games are kind of 1 or 2 point margins. Like, so there's very little between the top few teams. Like,
in a way, was last winter a little bit easier to take than the previous winter? Because, as you mentioned, you had that fairly crushing defeat to Limerick in 2018.
Yeah, I suppose, obviously, that was disappointing. And then we had the 21 All-Ireland as well. So, obviously, that was an added disappointment.
Of course. But look,
kinda, so, there's no point dwelling on the past, really. We ended up going into that winter then and winning a Fitzgibbon. So, it was a nice little turnaround. But look, I wouldn't really reflect too much on those kind of games. Like, so as you can't really change it, there's no point getting down over it. You can only kind of live in the moment, I suppose, and try fix things, I suppose, going forward.
Very true. Well, you've got plenty of opportunities to fix those things over the next couple of months. Shane Kingston, been great catching up. Thanks a million.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.